no entrance exams, and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
It's Customer Appreciation Month at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Hot Shots has been home to St. Louis sports fans for over 28 years and would not be here without all of their great customers. Right now, you can enjoy a new $6 item every weekday at all Hot Shots locations throughout the month of February. Pair that with Hot Shots daily drink specials and you really can't go wrong. Don't miss out on Customer Appreciation Month at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Check out HotShotsNet.com for all the details.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had beef tenderloin with a tangy Greek sauce sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you could eat them with a butter knife? It's called the Pepper Loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
The perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness is extended. Join by Thursday, February 28th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join in February for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See Club for details.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee.
Got off the phone with an old co-worker, and it's an interesting story. I'll have more on that later. I'm on the air now with what I consider a present co-worker, because I think he's part of the show. He also happens to sell Chevrolets and lots of them. Please say hello to Johnny Londoff, everybody.
Well, hello. I would consider us friends.
I mean, friends and co-workers. You know, I got yesterday one of my very few
other co-workers pay to be on the show, or is it just me?
No, we pay too, John.
Not as much. They pay less and are on longer. You pay a whole lot more, and you're not on quite as long as they are. It's getting longer all the time. Pretty soon, you'll probably be on for like 2-3 hours a day. In fact, I got an email. This is one of the very few negative emails I get, and this guy says, you know, it's a good show, but I'm tired of hearing John Londoff blow the duck call for 20 minutes twice a week. And you don't blow the duck call for 20 minutes,
no.
And you don't even do it twice a week. So,
you know,
so much for that guy.
Season once in a while, or when I do charge, right. Well,
and I should know this, but how did the Blues do? Did they win again? I don't.
They lost last night in overtime.
Broke the streak.
They broke the streak
in Dallas.
In Dallas, on Thursday night.
For what I know.
Then they won in overtime in St. Louis on Saturday. That was a great game against a really good team, the Boston team.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're playing good hockey. They have the flu. Quite a few of them were playing to, I don't know how you play that game having played if you're not, like, if you don't really feel it. It's one thing to have a cold. I've played with cold before. But to have the flu, they give them, they stick a needle in them and give them some fluids.
And Jake Allen let in a soft goal for the overtime winner.
Well, but he had made, I will say this, he paid seven or eight unbelievable saves.
He did. He did.
Some great
so, saves. So can average, can regular people get that, whatever that injection is? So you, even if you have the flu, you can go in and go to work? I'd like to have some of that. What is it,
B12? You have to go to the hospital to get it because, you know, they're in the part of the locker room. Team physicians are administering the solutions to, I mean, they just, you know, just drinking water and Gatorade doesn't do it, you know, when you get.
Yeah, but I'm with you. That's probably the most physically demanding sport of any. And to have the flu, look at what I do is nothing. And I've done this show.
Hold on. Don't you sell yourself short, Belly.
John, not really. Come on, you can't compare the two. But I've gone on the air knowing
the energy of your brain and coming up with everything.
John,
that's exhausting.
John,
go ahead.
I've gone on the air feeling absolutely horrible. I've gone on the air with like 102 fever. I've gone on the air with just so little energy, knowing I had the chills and whatever. And I did it. And the whole time I'm thinking, if I can just make it through 3 hours and try not to sound horrible, try to tell a joke, I can't even imagine playing a hockey game with the flu. Oh, because your whole body aches, you know, and then you get out there and take that beating.
After two periods, after, 40 minutes, you're like, oh, man, I feel like crap. But then they get back out there, and I thought they didn't play a good second period. They played a really good third period, even though they were outshot a little bit, but they're playing good hockey. But, a lot of them didn't feel good, so. Here's one.
But I also think there's an adrenaline rush to something like that that people like me don't get to experience, and I think maybe that kind of overtakes the flu or whatever. The adrenaline is so strong. Maybe that's my theory. Anyway,
that's your theory. Well, Dr. Pinion, I appreciate that. That's awesome. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. All weekends are great. Oh, I got a great email about your dealership. Hang on here. It's right here. Let me read. It says, Frank, let me say, first of all, I'm aiming the PM, and I will be until you fully retire, which is probably coming sooner than later. This guy must know something.
Don't bite his tongue.
He said, I want to share my experience with Landoff Chevrolet. Let me give you the backstory. He says, I've been driving a 2008 Chevy Avalanche for several years now. I was upside down on the value. I didn't think any dealer would help me. Recently, more and more issues kept coming up with the truck, and it was a money-sucking hole. So Friday, the check engine light came on driving to work, and I thought, that's it. I listened to the show. I've heard Johnny talk about how the dealership can help people in my situation. I got on their website, emailed Christy, told her my situation, and she assured me that they could help. So I took off early that afternoon, and I drove to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I walked in full disbelief that they could help me. I was wrong. I got there at 2 p.m., and I was home by 5:30 that afternoon in my new 2019 Chevy Equinox with only 3 miles on it. He says, Christy was awesome. He says, I walk with a cane. She brought the cars right up to me. I opened the door. She even had Steve, the credit manager, come meet with me. He says, for many years I've heard you supporting Landoff, and now I see why. I was very verbal in telling them I was only there because of your show. I asked to meet Johnny, but he wasn't available right then. Thank you, Frank, for helping us find solid, honest, true companies to do business with. It's Steve from Festus, Missouri. I don't like to give last names without permission. Steve, enjoy. I wrote him back. I said, enjoy that Equinox. And thank you for the loyalty to the show and to Johnny Landoff. So, Steve and Festus.
Thank you,
out
Steve.
Of an Festus, out of an Avalanche and in a brand new Equinox.
Yeah, if you ever need me, just I'm usually always around. So thank you very much. It's a great story. And again, it continues to happen every day. Every day we sell at least one AM and the PM customer. You know, so obviously that's 30 to 40 sales a month. You know, and I appreciate it. I mean, you know how much I really appreciate all you do. So when I hear someone start talking about you retiring, no, there's no way. You're too young.
And I sure am.
Once in a while about your age, but you're really young.
I sure am young. I am young.
You are young looking too, and you're young thinking.
Right.
That's the most important. Was that Trevor? Yeah.
Yeah.
So listen, open late tonight. There's only a few hours left in the month of February. Like I said, only a few hours, only a few days, a few hours. Friday is March the 1st. You got to be kidding me.
Thank goodness.
No, it's next thing you know, I mean, everything is going to start greening up and pollen will be in the air and people will start sneezing all over each other. But
hey, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you that. When I was a kid, March, and I'm not kidding, to everybody in Tennessee, you know, March was kite month. And as soon as it was March 1st, all the little stores sold kites. The little grocery store we went to had a box of kites. And they were just the paper with the sticks, you know, cheap kites. But everybody, we went out and bought kites and we flew kites. What happened to that? I don't see that.
Video games.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. I miss seeing a bunch of kites in the air, kids flying kites. That was fun.
Yeah, just playing all kinds of fun games as a kid growing up. You know, I mean, whether it was a wiffle ball and a bat, playing, you know, kicking soccer for hours in the afternoons, but.
The good news is wiffle ball. You can still buy wiffle balls in a lot of stores. They still sell seashells by the seashore. Wiffle balls and bats. That's still on the market. Yeah. Thank goodness.
You can admit to everybody that you get excited. You haven't talked to me since Thursday, and now we're here.
That's it.
I know.
That's
it. Separation anxiety. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Customers are here. You've had a great day, and we go late tonight until 8:30 tonight. Check everything out online, LawnDoff.com, LONDOFF.com, or, again, just like Steve did, email us at LawnDoff.com. And we have the internet team. We have 16 great sales representatives. Many, many, many years ago, we had 24. We're like, you know, that's too many. And we're going to keep, but we are looking for one or two salespeople. If anyone's out there in the AM and the PM, you know, they've been with us quite a few years, and then they start thinking about retirement. We kind of put them on part-time where they still come in a few days a week. But just and if you want to email me, it's LawnDoffJR, which stands for Junior, John Lawndoff Jr., LawnDoffJR at LawnDoff.com. So, you know, you're going to have to beg me to blow my duck call again. That's it. Well, maybe not
beg. Don't go that far. Hey, let me ask you about these sales jobs. Do they need to have experience selling cars?
No.
Or can you just have sales experience?
Matter of fact, we'd rather have, you know, people that either have sold insurance. They're Best Buy right now. They're somewhere. They're at Home Depot, and they think maybe I'm going to step it up a notch and sell cars, trucks, and SUVs. New and used. And every day you get to meet somebody new, and you turn people into friends. So I mean, it's a great. I still love the business. You know, and even at the age of 60, every day is another day.
Hey, Mr. Lawndoff, what's the benefits situation like on that?
Well, here we go. Wouldn't this be something? Limey leaves us and goes to work at Johnny Lawndoff Chevrolet. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, and I would think the British accent would work really, really, really well with people. I'm just telling you, but I can't take you away from the show unless you do your bit from the show before.
Well, you can take a 3-hour break every day, run the control board, and then go back to work selling cars.
Yeah, you
can come in the morning at 8 a.m., get your stuff knocked out, leave at 2:30, and I mean, you can get to the studio in Kirkwood in 15 minutes from our store.
Yeah. So, you can go back when they're open late at night, and you can work Saturdays. You can do that. What's that phone number again?
How about that laugh? Okay, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365, LawnDoff.com.
All right, John. Thank you, and they're on the way.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay?
Thanks for everything you do for us. Appreciate it. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right, theme music, if you would, please, for Josh Bauman, just out of the green room. Not just anybody else. Time to talk a little tech talk. Televisions, Echo, that's Alexa, of course. Some people call it Alexa. It's actually an Echo, or an Echo Dot. Maybe your question is about your cell phone. I just read an article about some new Android phone. I didn't understand much of it because I'm an Android guy. But I do have a question for Mr. Bauman. I'll start the thing off with that question after I remind you that he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. For lots of good reasons, windowworldstlouis.com for more. If you have a technical issue, we can work it in, and we usually can. Here are the numbers, 314-821. I just talked to somebody on the phone and wrote a note and looked at it and threw myself completely off. 314-821-0590, as in 590 the fan, or 855-282-8255. Would you please say hello to Josh Bauman?
Hey, everybody.
Josh, how are you?
I'm good. I did not get the same treatment as Mr. Kraft in the green room today. I'll just... Throwing that out there.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Because
no.
As of yesterday, the Green Room has started offering the Robert Kraft special.
Oh, wow.
That's what they call it. And you didn't take advantage of it.
No.
Well, I understand.
I thought that was some Velveeta cheese. Kraft, right?
Mac and cheese, yeah.
Well, one of the things that they do involves melted cheese. I'm not going to go into that.
Cheese!
So, let me just real quickly throw this at you, and then you can you can take off here. My son's girlfriend has an Android phone, and
she's a smart lady.
I went to send a video. And I'll tell you what it was. It was me and my wife dancing after 9 dance lessons. So I sent it to my daughter, to my son, to my daughter-in-law. To my other son, and when I went to send it to my older son's girlfriend, it wouldn't deliver because she doesn't have an iPhone. Hmm. Now, that doesn't make sense to me. I should be able to send a video message to Easy. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I should be able to send that to her. Why is that not going through? Because I've sent other people a text message video that had Android phones and it went through.
So I'm guessing you had a group message going.
Yes, but I tried to send it just to her individually and it also wouldn't deliver.
Well, that's odd. I can definitely see iMessage causing an issue with that, because I'm assuming the other people in the group were iPhone users.
Correct. Should I take iMessage off my phone?
No. Don't do that, because you'll lose some functionality that I'm sure you like having, like seeing when messages are read.
So is it something to do with the setting on her phone?
No, it probably has something to do with actually sending the message as an SMS. Message, a text, a real text message rather than through iMessage. If you're wanting to get the message to her, you don't use social media. So,
like an email.
Yeah, that'd probably be the easiest way. Now, keep in mind that most email providers do limit attachment size. I think Gmail is currently at 20 meg attachment size. So, you may have to, like, send it to her through Dropbox or if you have a Google email address through Google Drive.
I actually did send it to her email address using Dropbox.
Okay, yeah, that's...
And what is Ymail? Because her email
Yahoo.
Address is at ymail.com, is the same as yahoo.com?
That Yahoo tried making a Gmail copy, a Google copy there. They tried to rebrand themselves.
I think that's stupid.
It is stupid. It's Yahoo.
Because everybody knows Yahoo.com. Why do you have to change things that are working?
Right.
Anyway, that's enough of my eating up your time.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Yep. Twice a year I do it. There's
holy
one.
Cow.
So it's you have the floor. Go ahead.
All right. So since you brought up cell phone issues, we can talk cell phones real quick. Late last week seemed to be a busy week for cell phone manufacturers making announcements. We'll get to the really interesting stuff last. Nokia announced their new phone. It's called the Nokia 9 Pure View. There's really nothing exciting about this phone spec-wise, except that it has 5 rear-facing cameras on the phone.
What?
Yeah, 5... So they're kind of trying to go out on a ledge here. The really interesting part about this, though, is only two of them shoot full spectrum color. The rest of them are monochromatic cameras focusing on particular color.
Why would you be? He's in prison. Why would you be taking a picture of Phil Spector in color?
Full.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
See what I did there? I took full spectrum and made a Phil Spector joke.
That was
Thank
good.
You. Thanks, everybody.
Go ahead.
So what they're going to do is they're going to stitch together those photos and try and enhance the color in the photos with these new five forward-facing cameras. It sounds kind of gimmicky to me.
So you're talking about the camera that shoots out when you hold
correct.
Up and look at the view, not the one where you flip it and it takes a picture you.
Right. Selfie cam, no.
And even an iPhone camera, that's an inferior camera, isn't it? The one that shoots you.
Oh, yeah. Almost every phone. I don't know that there's a phone on the market where the selfie camera is better than the forward-facing camera.
Why can't they fix that? Why can't they put a camera that's as good when you hit the reverse symbol when you're doing a selfie? Why can't that camera be as good as the one on the other side? That doesn't seem like that'd be that difficult.
Sure it has to do with real estate inside the handset. For those larger, higher definition, larger megapixel phone or cameras, it takes up space with the lens. Granted, it's small space. But I'm sure that has something to do with it. But
that seems to me to still be a really decent picture. When I've taken selfies to send somebody, the picture seems fine.
Yeah, you're still talking probably a 12, 13 megapixel selfie
that's
camera.
Plenty,
oh, yeah,
that's
it's plenty. You can, yeah. So Samsung had their S10, or their S10 event. That sounds weird. Last week, I alluded to it last week. They announced their three new, Chevy S10s, Samsung S10 phones. Their big announcement was the Galaxy Fold. So Samsung was the first manufacturer, has been the first manufacturer, to officially release a folding phone. So We've talked about this new folding screen technology a couple times, but Samsung's the first one to actually sell this phone. It'll be available April, almost next month. So, folded, the phone has a 6.4-inch display facing you when folded. When you unfold the phone, the display will be 7.3 inches in total. So, about as big as the iPad mini, I think.
Wow.
So the real estate will allow for three apps to run simultaneously when it's unfolded. So you could have YouTube open, you could have mm-hmm. Facebook open, you could have your email open while That's the cool. phone is unfolded. Wow. More or less, if you look at a standard phone that you're holding in your hand right now, except if you're driving, think about that phone sitting side by side. That's more or less what they're doing when they unfold this phone. It's a pretty large footprint.
It's not going to be like the flip phones back in the day where you know, the screen came up from the keyboard. It's going to be kind of like these security cases that you got on the phone where it'll open up like a book or a
like
magazine.
A wallet. Yes, oh, exactly. Wow.
Your phone becomes like a mini iPad.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so the Galaxy phone, I'm trying to read my notes here. The Galaxy phone folds inward, meaning it will open like a book and it'll be side by side display 7.3 inches. To kind of steal some of their thunder, Huawei announced the Mate X like 2 days later. It's another folding phone. Theirs is an 8-inch display when unfolded. Similar specs. This will be the first 5G foldable phone. So Huawei is trying to steal some of Samsung's thunder here. You guys want to guess at what these phones are going to cost? The Samsung's going to be probably the more popular of the phones in the market around here.
I'm going to go since it's go ahead, Lamy.
I was going to go either $1,100 or $1,000.
Oh, you are
I read this.
$1,900.
What? I didn't even get to guess.
Oh, here, you can guess on the next one, Frank.
No, I'm going to guess this one. I'm going to say 1900.
Oh, whoa, wow.
Wow.
Dan, I think you and I got it.
Yeah.
So Huawei, and you'll be able to buy this phone in the
Huawei.
Are you saying away just weirdly?
No, I'm trying to. That's my British accent.
He just asked you if you had a weird accent. Can you
believe I know that? That's kind of
no,
rude.
It's just not like, you know, some people
is
say
that the model.
And here
what
I
is,
come in.
What
here,
is Huawei?
It's
cool
a
that?
Phone manufacturer.
Okay.
I come in here and I give you. Props
they make
on.
All the. You know they make all the phones for the Navy. It's a different model called Anchors Huawei.
Oh yeah.
Oh, here we go, another Hulu
thank you,
episode.
Thank you.
There we go.
Crickets.
They make a Christmas model, too. They make a Christmas model.
Oh, man.
Hawaii in a manger.
Hawaii in a manger. That's where I was going.
Thank you, everybody.
You need to get the crickets out of the green room right now.
I'm going there.
Get the crickets on standby.
So, Huawei's phone, granted, it's a little bit bigger.
Doesn't sound right.
Quit picking on me.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
It's $2,600 will be the sticker price on that phone.
What?
So these are definitely not cheap phones.
Well, how much are they expecting you to pay, like, immediately down? Because, you know, when you go and get a phone now, they just kind of, they add the price of it into your monthly bill.
Yeah, they divide the price by 24 months. So,
This is the phone people are already leaving to their children in their will.
Sure.
Where there's a will, there's Huawei.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't either. That was
thank you,
good.
Everybody. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Well,
hey, you, real quickly, you want to take a call from
yes,
Sue?
Yes, sir.
Holding. Sue, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Sue.
I have a question about a tracker for my 92-year-old father.
Okay.
We would like to put something, hide something in his car to know where he is when he drives. Do you know of anything that doesn't need to be recharged often?
I'm going to yield to Tim on this one.
Are you wanting to put it inside his car or outside his car?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I have devices that I install regularly on people's cars, and they're magnetized underneath the underbelly of the car, and they have usually a 100-hour battery life, which means the battery is only being utilized if the car is in motion. And, you know, I lease these out to people, or you can buy one yourself. There's a website called PIgear.com where you could buy one yourself, but you have to activate it, and they have a subscription to it and whatnot. They give you live time superimposition over Google Maps. You can download an app or look at it on a website. And you can actually see the car as it moves around, and you can have a virtual playback of it the next day to see all the stops he went and all that good stuff. So it's pretty impressive technology.
Okay. PIgear.com.
PIgear.com if you want to buy one, correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Sue, thank you for listening. Hey, Tim, what does that cost? What do all those things cost?
Well, there's different quality GPS devices. I use the highest-end GPS quality device that they sell on the market, and mine cost, with the extended life battery, they cost about $450. And then you have to pay to have them shipped, and then you have to pay a monthly activation fee to subscribe to that device. It's like having a cell phone. You have to have a subscription for that particular device, and that's usually about $45 a month on top of that.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Now, you can get smaller ones.
But most people, I don't think, use them more than a couple of months. You just want for a while to track and see. And is that legal to track somebody? I guess it is.
It's different in states. It's a good question because in Illinois, it is not legal unless you place it on the car of a registered owner of that car. A politician in Illinois made it a misdemeanor to do that a couple of years ago. But the reason I can do it in Missouri, and I do this a lot in Missouri, is because there's no law against it in Missouri. You can't break a law if there is no law.
Huh.
How about that?
If you have a GM product, you could probably use OnStar, couldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a GM product, so I don't know what their OnStar.
First of all, OnStar is not going to give you information about where somebody else's car has been. That would be illegal.
No, these things are cool though because you can set up like speed alerts or zone alerts. You know, anytime a person enters or exits a certain apartment complex or of their work or their home, anytime they come within 500 yards of that, you get a text alert so that you know, hater on the move, hater, they're leaving now, that type of thing.
So you'll get an alert, your husband, Mr. Kraft, is at a massage parlor. Boop, right. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. And you can set up a code name for the alert, like Kraft has entered massage zone.
Yeah.
Huh. School buses.
Josh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Go ahead. Go ahead. That was a good question, though, from Sue.
No, that is interesting. I wasn't sure that they sold those to regular consumers. Mm-hmm. We've done them for school buses before.
You can hardwire them into cars too,
so it pulls power off the ignition and the battery.
I've seen ads for products where if you want your teenage kid, for example, as you want to know where they're going, and you go in the computer, you can follow them. I've seen those ads.
Yeah.
So I mean, they are
buy here, pay here. Lots now are hardwiring them into cars, so that if you miss a car payment, the day you miss the car payment, they shut your car off, and it won't move until you make the car payment.
Nice.
Holy cow. Wow. Mm-hmm. With teenagers, man, it's just as easy to track their phone because they're not going anywhere without their phone.
That's true.
So SD cards, cameras, digital cameras run on SD cards. You got to have storage in your digital camera. Some phones, if you're not an Apple user, some phones allow you to insert an SD card for expanded memory, storage of photos and apps and stuff. So the first terabyte SD card will be hitting the market in April. So a terabyte is 1,000 gig. So to give you an idea, it would hold around, with today's standards of cell phone cameras, it would hold approximately 200,000 pictures. Wow. easily. So that's going to come. SanDisk has made that, and that will hit the market in April for $450. For 1 terabyte. And to think about that storage, you could buy that and never need to buy more storage. You could take that out and go between phones, go between cameras. That's pretty cool. That's finally made it to an SD card.
There's kind of a limit to how many photos anybody would even want on their phone. Like, I've got right now like 1,200, and it's probably 800 too many. I need to go through, because you know how you take too many pictures. You're somewhere and you go, you get back home and you go, I have 8 pictures of the same thing. I need to go through and start deleting. I can't imagine 250,000 photos. Who could even look at those?
I think where this is going to come in handy, as cameras get more and more high definition 4K cameras on phones, taking video is just going to consume more and more storage quickly. So I think that's where these larger SD cards come in handy, is whenever, if you're shooting a lot of video. I know a camera I'm looking at does pictures as well as HD videos. So that I'd be in the market for one. I don't know, at $450, but I'll be looking for some storage. You guys have heard of Virgin Galactic, right? Richard Branson
going out of space and stuff.
Yeah, so they had their first passenger to space last week in the Spaceship 2 spacecraft. It was... they went to that 62-mile mark above Earth, which is like the outer limits of, or the, I guess, the first limits of space.
Right.
Space. There are 600 people that have signed up to be space tourists, and they will be starting these 90-minute rides this summer for these folks, costing a cool $250,000.
Jeez. Yeah, and think about that. 600 people have already paid or committed to pay $250,000.
If I had the money, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
How long do you get to be up there for, though?
Well, the total ride is 90 minutes.
No, okay, so like that's up and down 90 minutes,
right? Right.
Wow. All
right. And it doesn't take but not that long for that spaceship to reach that outer atmosphere level. There was a fantastic documentary on PBS years ago of the XPRIZE, and Virgin Galactic was part of that. This whole space process for passengers. It was a fantastic documentary if you can find it and watch it. Yeah, if I had the money and money wasn't an object, I'd pay that in a heartbeat to do that.
See, I wouldn't until 100 people had done it.
Well,
I don't want to be in the first 10.
Well, so if there's 600 people, it's going to be curious to see how many people they can jam in there. I think it's probably 3 to 5 people per ride from the pictures, the early pictures of the spacecraft. So it's going to be interesting to see how quickly they burn through this list of people who are waiting.
So the benefits are what? You get to experience zero gravity, and you get to see the Earth in its entirety from that distance.
You'll definitely see the
curvature. Yeah.
Now you see what they should do is offer free flights to those idiots who think the Earth is flat.
It would still look
I'm just saying, you would still see the curved horizon, you know?
True. I'm sure you get a certificate for that money, Frank. I've been to space.
Mm.
Wouldn't you think?
Okay, now it's worth it, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I need it for to have been done many times, so we know it's safe.
So we talked about Fortnite last week, last couple weeks. They've released some more details about their online gaming competition. They're calling it Fortnite World Cup, and it begins in April. Man, April's a busy month for tech.
Yeah, speaking of Fortnite, I put an example of Fortnite on our Facebook page. So people can actually go to it and see a video of how people play Fortnite.
Oh, you can also go to like the website Twitch.com and watch people play Fortnite all day long.
Hey, you want to talk to Elliot?
Absolutely.
I don't want him to wait. I don't like people to wait too long. Elliot, the wait is over. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh. Josh, easy now. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Bless you.
I got excited, Elliot.
Bless me and line me, so you need to bless.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have our whole family has iPhones.
Okay.
And we spy on our son. Okay, you know, find my iPhone,
sure,
where he's at. So the last week or so, it's been coming up. It was not showing, and it was labeled by my wife's name, iPhone. And it wasn't showing up. And then finally, this weekend, I kept searched again.
PTs.
It came up. He changed the name to The Man.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden I could start seeing it. Can he see when we're doing this?
You know, that's a good question. I know on Android phones, whenever you engage the Find My Phone feature on Android, it sends a little alert on the Android phones that your phone's being located. I don't know on iPhones if it does that.
But I'll say this, if he's figured out how to do that, sir, he's figured out how to disable Find My iPhone.
Right.
He doesn't want you to know where he is if he's figured that out.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the bigger issue there is that when you weren't seeing it, he has probably or was probably disabling location services so that on purpose so that you couldn't see where he was.
Who is this? Is this his son that's doing this?
Yeah.
Elliot, this is your son doing this? Elliot, this is your son's phone? Well, you know what it is. He's going to one of those Robert Kraft massage parlors at HJ. and you're mad because you want to know where it is.
Yeah, but it just started, and then all of a sudden the whole name changed.
Yeah, the name change thing, that's easy. I wouldn't worry about that. That's something you could do, anybody can do relatively easily. But
that's a gimme that he knows what's going on, though.
Yeah, that could be.
From my wife's name to The Man.
Yeah, I would say the more telltale thing there is that it did disappear off of your Find My iPhone screen. He's likely disabling the service.
How old is he?
He's 17. He's a good kid. Good grade.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He still can find trouble, I'm sure.
Okay. Hey,
all right, Elliot. Guys. Hey, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thank you very much. Yeah, he's getting HJs.
That kid is looking at all kinds of weird porn. You know he is.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Sure he is. What else you have, Josh?
Let's see. If you are a Flickr user.
Excuse you?
Flickr? Have you not heard of Flickr?
I've heard of Flickr.
So Flickr
was a dolphin back in the 60s.
They call him Flickr. Flickr.
Wow. No, it used to be a standalone service years ago. Yahoo bought it. It's a photo sharing service, a photo upload service, kind of precursor to Google Photos. Used to be free, but now SmugMug has bought them. And if you have more than 1,000 photos, starting March 12th, SmugMug will start deleting photos so that you only have 1,000 photos in your account unless you pay up and get one of their pro accounts. So if you're using Flickr and have more than 1,000 photos, you might want to migrate to something else if you don't want to start paying.
Dan tried to make a Flickr joke. There was a TV series called My Friend Flicka.
Oh, there was? You're right.
A horse.
Yeah.
There was a time when the horse shows were big. There was Fury was a series. And with, what was James Arness's brother? The guy that was in the Naked Gun thing. Jim Arness's brother was?
He played what's his name
I can see him. Peter Graves. Yeah. Peter Graves was in My Friend Flicka. And Flicka was a horse. And they had Lassie and Rin Tin Tin and Flicka and Fury. There was a
Didn't period. They have Black Velvet also?
Mr. Ed.
I think Mr. Ed, yeah. There was a whole period of time where these animal shows were big hit TV shows. So, yeah, there was a Flicka. It was a horse. Anything else?
I got a few more things, but I think we have another call.
I think we do. It's Greg. Greg, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for taking my call, AM and the PM.
Hey, Greg.
I know you guys talked about the Ring devices a few weeks ago, and I picked up two Ring devices this past week and installed the doorbell and the floodlight. The doorbell works fine without any delay, but I keep losing contact with the floodlight because it's further away from the router.
Yep.
And I have the Ring, the Chime Pro, near the doorbell. Is it possible to get another Chime Pro to get the floodlight to connect better or faster? What's a good solution?
You know, I haven't looked exactly into how the Chime Pro interfaces with the doorbell and the floodlights. I would assume if you can move your router, let's put it this way. If your router is inside like an entertainment center or some sort of enclosed box, try taking it out and putting it up on top. Being enclosed, especially by wood, can interfere with wireless signal. I would try adjusting where that is or how that's oriented first before buying another Chime Pro device.
All right. It's actually the router's in the basement, in the unfinished part of the basement. So
sure.
Moving it up is a call to AT&T, which I'm trying to avoid.
That's
the best way to do it. That's probably the route to go.
So one thing you could tell would be you probably have your phone on your Wi-Fi at home when you're home, right?
Yes.
So take your phone outside kind of by your floodlight. If it's up high, you know, you don't get the ladder out or anything. But just kind of rough gauge what your Wi-Fi signal is like on your phone outside in a similar location as the Ring floodlight. And that'll give you somewhat of an idea of what the signal is like for that floodlight. And if I remember right, on the Ring, if you log into your Ring website, you should be able to see signal strength of the devices of your doorbell as well as your floodlight, and that'll give you an idea of if it's a signal issue. It probably is if it's outside. That would be my first guess.
Yeah, I did most of that, and it's about 10 points lower between the
sure.
doorbell and the floodlight.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. But, yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot to kind of mess with those signals.
Okay. All right, well, I'll play around with it and see if I can get stronger
signal. Greg, your doorbell, did you wire it or do you use the battery, the Ring battery?
I wired it. It's hardwired.
It's really not that hard.
And you know what? I had a doorbell and I tried to wire it to those wires and I was bummed out when it wouldn't work. But let me tell you something. The battery on that Ring doorbell, in the instructions it said it would last 6 months, and I thought, well, that's ridiculous. It absolutely will last 6 months or more, and it is amazing to me. That Ring, so if your wiring ever craps out on you, Greg, use the battery, because I've had it, that Ring doorbell, in for, and I have a couple different cameras. That one's been in for close to a year. I charged the battery once, and you can, on your phone, check the battery life. Honest to goodness, after 4 months, it's still got like 80% of the battery life.
And I think
it's an incredible battery.
Great product.
The way
it really is,
product.
And Ring's doing it right, especially with that doorbell. The doorbell only communicates with their web service when it senses motion or someone presses the doorbell. So when there's nothing going on, that device is just kind of sitting there sleeping. It's not It doesn't have a active connection home. So that's how they're able to extend that battery
life. And what a lot of people don't know about the Ring doorbell is, and I think Greg probably knows this, and I've got it set up this way too, they don't have to ring the doorbell. If they walk up near it, it alerts your phone, somebody's at your door, and then you can go look at them. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and
it's
my front lawn too.
Yeah, it's great, man. All right, Greg, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
You want to grab one more quick one?
Sure.
That would be Sandy. Sandy, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Sandy.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm in the market for a laptop computer for my home, and I'll also be taking it with me, like on business trips.
Okay.
We won't be doing gaming on it, but I do a lot of PowerPoint presentations, and I pull in some videos and, you know, of course, a lot of graphics.
Sure. That should be pretty that should be pretty easy. You're going to be constrained by screen size. I would look for something that you're comfortable with screen size first, and that will narrow down the market. So if a 14 inch is okay or an 11 inch is okay, I will say 11 inch is awfully small. I would say
11.
I would
14 at least.
Yeah, 14. You know, as that number grows, you're going to spend more. But I would kind of eliminate things by screen size first, and then go with hard drive space. You can add a hard drive later if you want to, but honestly, buy one and just buy one that you're not going to have to mess with for a couple of years anyway. Hard drive space. Okay. You're going to want a solid state drive. It's abbreviated by SSD on the spec sheet. Sometimes that's a faster drive. It doesn't have any spinning parts, no moving parts, so it can access the data faster. It's more or less like a SIM card sitting in there as a hard drive. I would definitely go with an SSD. I would also at a minimum have 8 gig of RAM, probably lean more towards 16 gig of RAM. Again, if you're going to use this thing for a couple of years, I would go with a higher spec. It does mean a little bit more money up front, but that it's going to safeguard you a few things for a while. Beyond that, that'll kind of get you in the right place. You're probably looking, I don't know if I had to guess, $700-$800 on something with a decent size screen and a decent size SSD. I wouldn't go anything less than 250 gig on the hard drive. 500 if you can afford it. But you should have no problem finding a device with those specs.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, that's good. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you for listening. We're out of time.
Congratulations, yep. Limey.
Thank you very much, Sandy. Thank you.
He's got the pregnancy glow going on.
He
does.
Yeah.
He's starting to bloat already.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
We're out of time. You know how to wrap this up, don't you, Josh?
Sure. I'm Josh the Tech Guy. It's time to say bye.
I'm going to change it up a little bit, I think. Give him your email address.
Sure. JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
All right, JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com. I have to do one bit of business, and then, wow, time has gone so fast. We're in the news and in the Playhouse. I do want to, there was something I was going to say, and Limey, I know it's months away, but when cigar time comes, just before the birth, you need to check with me on the cigar thing. Don't give away cheap crap cigars, okay? Dutch Masters. No, don't do that. It's a boy. It's a girl. A junk. I'll show you how to do it right. First Community Credit Union. Oh, my goodness, there's so many things I can say about this place. First, it's where I do all my banking and have for years. Second, they make the yard sale possible every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Third, thousands and thousands of people, many of you listeners, have changed where you do your banking from where it was before to First Community Credit Union. Some of you started because you found out that you could get a better car loan rate there, so you moved your car loan. And then the next thing you knew, you did all your banking there. Others of you just closed everything out at your banks and moved it all to First Community because you believed that what you were hearing was true. And it is. They are very competitive when it comes to rates. Whether it's rates on money you're saving or money you're borrowing, all the stuff you want from a bank, First Community Credit Union has it. And we think more. over 40 locations. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And folks, it really is a great place to bank. Small businesses, they love you. Motorcyclists, boaters, they would love to help finance that boat or motorcycle when spring gets here, or maybe before if you're smart and buy it off season. First Community Credit Union, you want to know more? Stop in, get some fresh popcorn, and tell them you're AM and the PM, or go to firstcommunity.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. R&B singer R. Kelly is posting bond after pleading not guilty to numerous sexual abuse charges. The Grammy winner is accused of sexually abusing several underage girls, as well as a woman between 1998 and 2010. An alleged victim of the singer is responding to claims that women are lying about being assaulted. Speaking in Los Angeles, Lizette Martinez said it's irresponsible for Kelly's attorney to say that all the women are liars.
It's